Well, it's that time once again. Time for another 45 minutes of smooth video game music, courtesy of KVGM, The Last Wave. And I know what you're all thinking. Hammock, host of The Last Wave on KVGM, didn't you play a show last weekend? And you're right, I did. To celebrate my wonderful wife's birthday, I decided to release one of our Patreon-exclusive After Dark shows for you all to enjoy. And maybe, just maybe, encourage some of you to sign up and get access to all the other shows we've put together. But this week, it's back to business as usual, and as usual, business is pretty dang good. We've got another heck of a show for you today. But of course, if you haven't already, you can subscribe to the show wherever you subscribe to your shows. You can also tune in live on 8 Beats Radio at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every other Sunday to listen in live. Our website is kvgmradio.com for all downloads, track listings, and merchandise. And of course, if you've got something special you want to request for the show, hit me up at kvgmradio@gmail.com and I'll be sure to play it. And let's leave it to a certified VGM Jam Master, Naotoshi Nishino, to open up the show with something to write home about. He's got the papers to prove it. Just check out the After Dark special we did on him back in November of 2021. That was a track from Pure Partner on the PC, which is, of course, an adult visual novel about growing a human-like android into an actual human with emotions that you can have sex with. Of course, it can't be a Naotoshi Nishino production without a little sexual content to go along with it. Ooh la la. Alrighty, let's head back to the PS2 game Guardian Angel for yet another track from composer Yasuyoshi Suzuki. This one is called Melancholy. Enjoy. Now, would this qualify as future melancholy? Any cool kids in the house? I think so. I mean, I think it's on the cusp, for sure, but I would definitely lump it into the mixtape. That was Melancholy, composed by Yasuyoshi Suzuki for Guardian Angel on the PlayStation number 2. I think we'll retire this soundtrack after today, but it gave us quite a few jams that we'll remember always. It's gone for now, but not gone for good. It's kind of like those records you grew up with when you were first discovering your love of music. They were instrumental at the time, but eventually you don't really need to go back to them. Kind of like Led Zeppelin. This next soundtrack, though, legendary. It's from Namachuke 68 on the X68000. It's called Pennant Race, and it was composed by Yuji Takanouchi. Take a listen. What a feel-good track right here by Yuji Takanouchi from the baseball game that is Namachuke 68 on the X68000. I mean, we all want to feel good in the neighborhood, and this track says yes, go for it. Stop by that kid's lemonade stand and enjoy yourself a nice cold beverage while helping your neighbor's kid buy a Pikachu plushie. This game came out in 1991, back when the Minnesota Twins defeated the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. And over in Japan, the Seibu Lions beat the Hiroshima Toyo Carp to win the Japan Series. It was a good year for Twins and Carp fans everywhere. Okay, let's check out a game we haven't heard from before. I'm talking Mahjong Party Pack on the Nintendo Wii. Here's Solitaire 2, composed by Ariel Gross. Check it out. We'll be right back. All right. Now we're maxing out and relaxing, all cool. And why wouldn't we be? You know, we're in the Mahjong parlor yet again, playing some solitaire. Solitaire number 2, to be precise, which is the name of this track composed by Ariel Gross for Mahjong Party Pack on the Nintendo Wii. It's Mahjong, it's 8 different Mahjong party games that you can play with you and your closest Mahjong buddies on your Wii. But also sometimes you want to play with yourself, and that's okay, you know, don't be ashamed by that. It's perfectly normal. That's where Solitaire 2 comes in. Just you and those Mahjong tiles. Slap away, amigos and amigas. Alright, let's head on over to the Nintendo DS for a track from Akagawa Jiro Mystery, Suki no Hikari. Hiroki Matsunaga is the composer. Enjoy. Who said murder mysteries can't jam out with the best of them? I mean, goodness gracious sakes alive, that was a track from Akagawa Jiro Mystery, Suki no Hikari on the Nintendo DS, composed by Hiroki Matsunaga, or as it's known in English, Jiro Akagawa Mystery Moonlight. According to a 2-star review translated from Amazon Japan, quote, "Even if one episode is over, you must have a proper ending. It is difficult to repeat the same story. I get bored." End quote. I get it. You know, nobody wants to get bored in a video game. Otherwise, what's the point of playing? Okay, Zudo Isho with me every time as a game on the PS numero uno. We've heard from it before. We're going to hear from it again with a little ditty composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto. It's called Kimi to Futari, Amusement Type. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I get it, I do. It's not rocket science, it's Kimito Futari, amusement type from Zudo Isho with me every time on the PS1. Of course, Hikoshi Hashimoto is the composer. It's a dating simulation, as we've probably discussed before, to help you prepare for the real deal. Dating is no walk in the park, so it's important you experience fake rejection before you experience it in real time. Don't worry, it's like riding a bike. You don't just give up because you fell off. You get back on, adjust the seat a little bit, and give it another go. Alright, how about a little Amiga, amigos? How about a track from Martin Iveson from the game Premier? This is stage 4. Check it out. Six film reels have been stolen from your film studios by a rival company. In this platform game, your mission is to rescue from within the sets and backstage rooms they have been hidden in. Backstage sections are entered through doors, and weapons can often be collected in these. The sets are themed around six different genres of film, and the backdrops, weapons, and enemies fit these sections. There is a slapstick comedy played out in black and white, a cartoon with lots of roadrunnering and goofy facial expressions, a Wild West romp, sci-fi complete with aliens, and so on. After each platform level, you will have to pass through a film scene, piloting a runaway minecart, navigating a scrolling shoot 'em up level, or similar. That's the gist of it. The track was Stage 4, the composer Martin Iveson. It was from the Amiga game Premiere. Alright. And this next game is called Ale no Gokugo Antarctica. Here's a track just for you, composed by The Thrill. Enjoy. Oh, brother, give me a funkin' break, why don't you? Jeez Louise. That's a track from Ao no Rokugo Antarctica on the PS Numero Uno, composed by The Thrill, aka Blue Submarine No. 6, which is based on the 1960s manga of the same name. It's set in the distant future when the Earth's oceans have risen and flooded most of the sea-lying land on Earth. Little known fact, but it was actually the inspiration behind the 1995 classic Waterworld starring Kevin Costner. Maybe. Yeah, possibly. Yeah, perhaps. You'd have to ask Kevin. Okay, let's head to the PC Engine CD for a track from AV Tanjo. It's the title music. Still no composer information. Take a listen. Yeah, oh yeah, this is it right here. This is what the kids are clamoring for. A little sexy simulation on the PC Engine CD. That was the title track to AV Tanjo, released in the year of our Brain Lord 1995. No composer information. I had too many other games on the brain in 95 to even consider AV Tanjo. I didn't even know it existed. Heck, I didn't even know the PC Engine CD existed, even though we had a TurboGrafx-16. But that's okay, you know, I'm sure some middle management Japanese dads in Tokyo were all about AV Tanjo. Hey, thanks again for tuning back in. Before we head out of here, let's head to the arcade for our closing track. It's Ending, Crossed in Love, from X-Men Children of the Atom. The composer is Isao Abe. Check it out. Beat that classic Capcom arcade sound, especially when it comes to an ending for a game like X-Men Children of the Atom. Isao Abe composed it, its ending, Crossed in Love. I played this game quite a bit in the arcades as a kid. Wolverine was my go-to, but this is what set the stage for the Marvel vs. Capcom games to come. The only fighter where I could fake it to make it. It also featured Psylocke, who was, you know, pretty dang cute when you're a 12-year-old boy. And look, you're all pretty dang cute. Thank you so very much for your continued support of the show. It means so much to me and everyone here at the KVGM studio. If you like what you hear every other week, let us know. Leave us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Spread the word to all your coolest friends. Pop into the Discord to say hello. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for a bunch of cool stuff, including a live stream of all the Last Wave hits. And if you like the free Patreon preview episode, there's more where that came from by subscribing and helping the show out in a big way. And before we go, it's time for another special request. This time it's from listener KDJ. It's from Record of Lodos War on the FM Towns. It's the ending, composed by Armadillo. And as always, my name is Hammock, your host, and this is The Last Wave.